Vice President. You are?
Hello, Mr. President, how are you? I understood you took a day off.
When was that?
About 3 weeks ago.
No, I took a couple days off.
No.
In between.
No, but I knew you were here. I hope it didn't put you out too much to have to be there for revenue sharing, but I thought it was very important.
No,
in view of the role that you played, that you be there, and that'll be a hell of a ceremony, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate being invited. As a matter of fact, I had some things in, a couple things in Chicago.
I know that.
I switched them around. But
could you do that? Good.
Well, yeah, we're in good shape. As long as I can get in for that big youth rally that evening, that was a successful event.
Well, we'll finish. You see, we'll do that in the morning, and then you can whip off in your plane and get Chicago very easily.
Mm-hmm.
But the time break, too, you gotta, I mean, you...
Yeah, there's an hour.
An hour, you save a time, that's right. And we'll finish by noon. As a matter of fact...
Are you going to have it in the same room where
we're going to have the reception and the pictures in that room,
mm-hmm.
but the room only seats 200. Or stands 200. So what we're going to do is to have it, and the weather is forecast is good, right outside the building in front of the Liberty Bell.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody will see that makes really better television in a sense. And then we'll have the talking there and the signing, and then we'll walk into the room and receive everybody there, you know, who've come by, and they'll have a picture taken in the room. And that picture, of course, will go back and be circulated to the mayors and the governors and all the rest.
That's
of
very good.
So I think it'll be well. And I think generally speaking that we just ought to proceed on our own course and not let these people. I mean, they're going to get dirtier and dirtier as they go on. The only thing I think we have to do is to say, all right, we're not going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the issues, which we've been doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I particularly think it's important to keep the foreign policy and defense up front and center. That's it.
Yeah, I've been doing that right along.
I know you have.
That gets
and
a
I,
good response.
And I wouldn't be concerned about the fact that that's. After all, he's raised it now. He's raised it, and boy, I think we just ought to keep hammering on it.
Yeah, but
what other issues do you find are the ones people are interested in? Well, of course, it varies in different places.
Well, the economy, of course,
right.
and I get we have a good reception on that.
Right.
But the principal issues are the question of not just Vietnam, but general foreign policy.
Right.
And of course, the defense issue. Are what captures all the crowds.
Sure. And they move
the on the domestic issues. We mentioned the revenue sharing.
I
don't think they really understand
that. All you do there, you just want to prove you're for progress there.
Yeah.
But I think on the domestic things, the only cutting issue, it depends on the cutting issues. I think welfare is a very fine issue. I mean, in the sense that basically they're against it.
Yeah, and the busing issue, of course,
wherever it
comes up. Well, you got to be careful how you handle it. But
you got to handle it.
I use the domestic issues more as when somebody opens that up to me, then
yeah.
I can move right in with the record on minorities and things,
right.
And the record on the environment and things like that they can't refute.
But in terms of the welfare issue, I think rather than talking so much about ours, that the main thing there is to say that he has three plans, all of which would add millions to taxes and millions to the welfare rolls, and we're against them.
That's a separate issue.
Right.
We've been using the McGovern credibility issue very effectively, and his contradictions of his own.
You don't bother with Shriver, do you?
No, I don't mention him at all.
He's a total jackass.
Except every now and then in advance, a little bit of humor about we both come from Maryland, of course. He comes from, he's a great one for espousing the causes of the poor, and I remember Sergeant Shriver told me he had eight hungry mouths to feed. He and his mother and six polo ponies.
That's right.
Really brings him down, you know,
right.
He's treated very lightly.
That's great.
Particularly you get down to a place like New Iberia, Louisiana. They really love that.
Yeah.
But we've been getting good response.
Oh, I know you have. The reports have been excellent. Incidentally,
I think what you got in Atlanta was just overwhelming.
Yeah. That was a tremendous. It was a fantastic.
The pictures were so great.
I went over and did the POW wives today, and they were great.
I talked to Bob. I told him I'd be glad to go.
Well, I should have done it.
That's why
I should do it.
You did.
Well, it gave me a chance to crack McGovern on amnesty again. I never miss an opportunity. opportunity. I never miss an opportunity. Incidentally, on the Al Smith dinner, would you extend to the Cardinal my very best wishes,
sir.
And you can also tell him, I think he's already been told this privately, that I have asked you to tell him personally that the President has already put down in his book, if he survives the election, that he will come next year, in a non-election year, that the President wants to come to the dinner.
Right, I certainly
and
will.
And you tell him that you've been authorized to make that commitment personally to him. I just say that to him in person. One other thing on that I if you can work it into your schedule, I think they may have talked to you about, I've done the dinner several times, and it means an awful lot to the Cardinal if you can come and shake hands with his VIPs. The reason is that's purely a fundraiser. It's more than half Jewish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a funny thing, but they all contribute the money. And the other, usually people arrive, which I think if you can shake hands, it's the only one thing, generally speaking, I never believe in going to that, but it's one where you will meet the most important, frankly, people that we have, and this audience will be yours. They'll be for you all the way. And I would play it very, very non-political, except I think you can talk something about, it's all right to talk about, in positive terms, about, national defense and that sort of thing. But
I've got a very good, I think, positive speech that finishes on a very high note, and the middle part of it, I think, is particularly devastating. I have to have it right in front of me. Let me just read you this one.
Sure.
Section. It says,
sure.
New power. Now, power obviously has its drawbacks. The struggle for power often leads to practices that are at odds with the concept of brotherhood that we're honoring tonight. Particularly in an election year, we're likely to hear very serious charges made against powerful political figures. Just the other day, I read such charges about a figure well known to you all. I read that he was an agent in politics and public life of those in big business who sought favors and privileges, that he was a willing tool of the money gang and a conniving politician. It was further alleged that this political figure was a brazen performer in politics, and that hypocrites, humbugs, liars, and press agents made this man. I should perhaps pause here and say that while I read these charges only the other day, they weren't made this year. They were made 36 years ago against the man we honor tonight, Al Smith.
Great.
And then it goes on to say, it's comfort to know that Al Smith not only survived such charges, but remains today a symbol of honesty and excellence in American politics.
Great. That's
the man
great.
Who made the charges was named Henry Klein. Nobody remembers Henry Klein today, but everyone remembers Al Smith, and there's a lesson there for all of us.
That's true. Just
that's
right. Just right.
Turns it right around on us. Then
right.
It finishes on a very high note.
Good.
The purpose of the dinner and so on.
Great. Well, they'll love you. Okay. Well, good.